And welcome back to Gecko Doubly Smart. I'm not smart, but here we are. So I am sorry for the incredible 3-2 month delay on the podcast. We just decided to take a break and stuff, so here we are, we're back, and in we are with Hey, do you know what kaiju we're doing today? Well, if you do not, we are doing... Say it, please. No? Okay. Axe Head the Brutal. That's what we're doing today. So, let's get into it on Axe Head. Yeah. So, Axe Head, also known as Trespasser. Yes, that's it. His actual name was the first kaiju in the Pacific Rim Breach. If you know what Pacific Rim is, it's on Netflix. Go watch it. It's pretty cool. To emerge and attack humanity. It's the first kaiju to just come out of the ground and attack humans. Now here's the crazy part. In just 6 days, this beast destroyed 3 whole cities before being killed by the US military and British Royal Air Force. It's 6 days. You know how long it takes to build a city? Centuries, decades. And in just 6 days, he destroyed it all. You know, sometimes I really think, I'm happy that these guys ain't real. If they're domesticated, maybe. But there's no domesticating something that destroyed 3 whole cities in 6 days. Yeah, that's crazy. But, yeah, this accent. He's called Accent the Brutal for a reason, you know? You know what I'm saying? But, anyway, so... Let's go into this dude's biology, yeah. Anyway, so, let's go to his height, 302 feet. Now, let me ask you something. What is the tallest building in the world? Let's check that real quick, yeah? Let's see, what is the tallest man-made building? The building this dude is not even close. Okay, I thought this dude was like extremely tall compared to it, but apparently not. So apparently the biggest man-made structure is 828 meters. That's pretty tall, not gonna lie. But yeah, this dude is 302 feet, which is 92 meters. Whoa. That's still pretty tall. I ain't saying he's short. I'm gonna say that's pretty tall, not gonna lie. Very tall. Anyway, let's go into this dude's weight. And since we learned this stuff. What is it called? 2,780 tons. That's a lot, but we learned something a couple episodes back. It's called two megatons, I don't know, whatever it is, something like that. But yeah, I'll figure that next episode or something. Now, as you know, we normally have just tiny little quirks about these guys, and this is, he's no different. Let's see. So he emits like an orange bioluminescent glow from the inside of his mouth every time you try to eat something. It tastes like orange. Color orange. Can you guess the color orange? I don't think so. Anyway, so to be honest, I think that's pretty cool. Although I've noticed something, all these kaiju from Pacific Rim, like, you don't see Godzilla bioluminescing. What? Yeah. But you see, like, his dorsal fins. Like, his basically the spikes on his back. They glow whenever he's charging his atomic blast. Thing is that bioluminescence or is that just radioactive energy? Ooh, conspiracy theory. But, yeah. Anyway, so next episode, we are going to be talking about a pretty solid, pretty cool kaiju next episode. It's pretty small, but... No, it's not small. About the size of a horse. But it's as deadly as Axe said, so you gotta be careful about that. But anyway, that is all I have on Axe Head. We will see you in the next video. This is Gecko W Smart, and I'll see you later. Goodbye.